It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. We are talking about the Thanksgiving Turkey Trot, benefiting this year Sopris Barracudas for the last few years. The Sopris Barracudas, right, Tiffany?
Yes, and we can talk more about that, but there are a few other sporting events or sport teams that will be helping out as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tiffany Lindenberg, by the way, you may recognize her name. We've talked to her about stuff going on at the Glenwood Community Center over the last year or so. Her son, Hazen, is one of the Sopris Barracudas, so we'll visit with him. And then Mike Vodakovich is kind of the guy responsible for the Turkey Trot going back to, I think I heard you say, 85?
We started it in the fall of 1986, a running friend, 86. Jim Richmond, okay. And myself.
And so how, I guess the most obvious question that comes to my mind, everybody knows I love history, right, especially as it relates to this area. How does it feel to look back on 36-year history of this same event most years, except for, of course, you know, asterisk for COVID?
I told Jim just the other day that I think the race is kind of like a legacy. We started it on a whim in early November of 1986. We were a couple runners that got together every Friday afternoon after work or school, and we decided that we wanted to have another race, but there were none in the area. So he worked at the golf course at the time, and he's still the superintendent. We decided that it would be easy to have it up at the golf course. We wouldn't have to deal with any traffic control or anything like that. And we ended up getting 17 people that first year, with Bob Wiley was the initial winner.
Who is no longer with us.
We miss him every day. His spirit has been at every race since. I know that. And Linda Young, who I believe still works at Valley View Hospital, was our original female winner, and the race grew from there.
I love it. Love it. So I guess it would have been 2019 was the last race then.
Yes.
So who was the winner in 2019, or who were the winners? After
That's
the
a great question.
Well, I was going to say after the first ones, you kind of get involved with the day to day and the logistics of putting on the event, and as more and more people come, you end up focusing on making the event happen as opposed to really celebrating sometimes, you know, those folks who win.
I know, and I'm sure there's a few people out there saying, it was me.
I know.
I'm the one.
I would
Aren't we all winners?
Hazen was trying to take credit.
I would be guessing, but for some reason I want to say Ella Johnson might have won the women's portion. But I have no idea on the overall winner.
I recognize the name, a local student athlete, right?
Yeah, yes. Cross country, okay. Basketball.
Okay. All around top notch kid. You got it.
I know. After 23 years of managing someone who does a lot of sports, you know, you hear a lot of these names over and over again, and they all sound familiar at a certain point, you know?
Yes.
So this, by the way, Turkey Trot this year will not be at the golf course up on the hill.
Correct.
This will actually be at a new location at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. I wonder how you were able to swing that one.
Might have a few connections there, but
maybe.
Also, you know, the big portion, a lot of the kids on the Sopris Barracuda swim team, they're out and about in the community right now selling bibs and raising money for their team. And we thought that would be a nice, you know, it's nice they swim here at the community center. Let's have the Turkey Trot here at the community center. And since we did take 2 years off, we'll just try something new.
When you say selling bibs,
are
the kids actually taking a stack of bibs around to
yes.
sell to folks? Oh,
yes.
That's awesome.
So every swim team kid has an envelope, and they have five. Their goal is to sell five, and hopefully they'll sell a few more, but that's their ultimate goal.
So now this is not just a Glenwood thing, by the way. Sopris Barracudas, because I don't think any Mike high school in our area has. Does Aspen even have a pool?
Aspen has their team, but we have...
So Basalt, Carbondale, Undown, Glenwood, Newcastle, mm-hmm. Silt, right, yeah.
I think a few children from Rifle come up and swim.
I believe so, from mm-hmm. at least in past years. Yeah. So it's one of those things, it's kind of like softball. You know, we have two softball teams in the area. Well, three, I guess, if you count Aspen. But you've got Basalt and then you've got Rifle. And so if a student wants to play that sport, they have to go wherever the closest one is. And so definitely the same thing with swimming and the Soperus Barracudas. And you actually start young. I mean, obviously, Hazen is not quite in high school yet, I don't think. You don't look like it.
2 years.
2 years?
2 years.
So how old is the youngest swimmer in the Barracudas?
Maybe first grade, like six?
At least, you know, near that age. How old is Bodie?
Nine. I'm going to guess nine.
Okay.
So not just a high school team, but kids of all ages.
Yeah.
Are your events the same as, say, the high school kids?
Currently, as in, like, right now, yes. Yes, yes, they are.
Okay.
Like, when you're younger, you get to do just, like, one length, right? Just, like, little tiny sprints. But now you have to do more distance, adding sprinting to it. Adding a lot of more competition.
So you still call it a sprint even though you're yeah. swimming. Okay. Yeah. All right. Because I think of sprinting, right, Mike? And I think, mm-hmm. you know, you run from point A to point B. But this is not running. This is running in the water.
Yeah.
And what type of – do you have different strokes as you get older that you learn?
No. You mostly just stick to the basics, freestyle, breaststroke, backstroke, and butterfly. But you can, like, add more, like, onto those. Like, there is, like, a 1,000 freestyle, which is
a lot.
Yeah. Too much.
I was going to say, it's 1,000 meters, right?
Yeah.
So two-thirds of a mile, right?
Yeah, at least.
A little over 3,000 or 3,500 feet, something like that.
Yeah, and there's also, like, a 400 IM, and an IM is an individual medley.
Okay.
And with an individual medley, we have... So it goes butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, freestyle. So all the strokes in one whole event. And the 400 is a 100 of each of those, which is not fun.
Do you have to do them in that order, or do you get to decide
You have to do them in that order, but you can also do a medley relay, which is with more people. And that changes it up. It's backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly, freestyle. Breast, fly free. Yeah.
I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
I'm a parent and I watch and I never can keep it straight. So. Yeah. As a parent, you just watch the officials and make sure they don't put their hand up, because when they do, you know somebody got
there's
GQ.
A penalty yeah. or something.
You're like, oh, yeah. No. So yeah. You just hope they get it right.
Well, as most turkey trots, this one is on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
So Thursday, November 24th. Registration starts at 8:30 at the Glenwood Community Center. Again, new location. And again, members of the Soperus Barracudas are in all of their neighborhoods trying to sell bibs to folks that are interested in participating. For folks that don't have one of these young people in their neighborhood, how can we sign up?
That is a great question. So they can go to active.com and search up the Turkey Trot in Glenwood and sign up there. And it is $20 per person. And if you are a family of four or more, it's $70 for the whole family. But I don't think you can do that portion on Active. So
you'll have to do that.
They'll have to find a swimmer or come into the community center and I can help them out.
Okay. And it is a little bit more day of.
And it's $5 more day of. It's $25.
Okay. So for the $70 for a family of four or more, that also would increase by $20?
That's a good question, and I did not think that far in advance, Gabe.
No worries. It's why I'm here.
Also, just so you know, if you sign up, you get free pie after running.
Oh, if you sign up in advance, you mean?
Nope.
Or for anybody.
Just
okay.
Run. You get free pie.
So there's pie at the end. Well, you got to replace Electrolytes, calories. Right? The calories, yeah, that you burn. How long is the race, by the way?
A 5K. It's a 5K.
Okay.
And that's 3 miles.
I think just slightly over. I do the math every time, and I never remember exactly
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, I don't I remember.
Yeah, just a little bit.
3.1. I'm just going like 3, and I'm like, oh, okay.
That sounds right. That sounds right. So, again, the website is active.com. This is a – active.com is to races like this, kind of like now I can't remember the other website, but it doesn't matter now anyway. The other website for other events. But active.com is the one we want to focus on today. Again, yes. $20 in advance per person for the Thanksgiving turkey trot. We'll talk about – you mentioned that it's not just for the Sopris Barracudas. There are other sports organizations that are also helping out. Mike, tell me the other two guys that started this with you.
Just one, Jim Richmond, who worked at the golf course at the time, and he's now the superintendent and has been for, I believe it's 30, 31 years.
Up on the hill?
Up on the hill, West Glenwood.
So he, I'm sure I met him because they helped us out with not a memorial, but a party for my stepfather when he passed last year. Maybe a little shorter than I am. Okay.
Yes, and Jerry Butler was probably involved
Jerry Butler.
In that too. He's
Jerry
the,
Butler's
he's
the one
general
I was thinking
manager.
Of. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I think Jim was there, but more in a like a back behind the scenes kind of.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And again, Jim Richmond and Mike Vidakovich started this in 1986. Did you have an idea who was the beneficiary the first few years? Again, you did this because you wanted to run, and there wasn't an event, right? And so you created one. And did you have a beneficiary the first few years?
We did. I was a teacher at Glenwood Elementary at the time, and we only charged $5 each year for the race, and that held true for many, many years. And we used the money that first year to benefit the library at Glenwood Elementary. And then as the years passed along, Jim's wife, Karen Greenwood, was a teacher up at the Two Rivers Community School in Carbondale. So we started making that school the beneficiary.
All right. And again, the last few years, it's been Sopris Barracudas and other sports teams, Tiffany? Tiffany Lindenberg, of course, you know
Hi.
From the community center, and then her son Hazen is on the Sopris Barracudas.
Hello.
Yeah, Steve, he started coaching the high school boys and girls swim team in 2014. And at that point, I believe that's when he started taking over the turkey trot. He and Mike Schneider and Mark Bauer, who were the high school cross-country coaches. So they came on board, the three of them, started in 2014. So they benefit the... The race benefited the Team Sopris for the Barracudas.
Yes.
And then the high school teams, boys and girls, and the high school cross-country team.
And correct me if I – do you run as well, Hazen, or just swim?
Nope. I run. I swim. I play basketball. I ice skate. I ride bikes. I hike.
Do you ever have time to slow down and take a breath? I mean, you know, eat some junk food on the couch while watching a movie or?
Friday nights.
Okay.
Friday All nights.
Right. I was going to draw a parallel between cross country and swimming because, you know, both definitely active activities that you put a lot of effort into and you can get really winded.
Yeah, it's like currently I am doing basketball and swimming. Mm. Swimming at 6 in the morning before school starts on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Used to be Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's
but
crazy.
Now it's just Tuesdays.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of sports teams, high school particularly, you know, they start early in the morning. Sometimes they'll do two practices a day. But I want to say that the swimmers, the Barracudas, start as early as anybody else, I think, maybe even earlier, because everybody practices before school, right?
No.
No?
It's just
The older kids.
Junior, senior practices.
Okay.
And junior, senior doesn't mean high school.
Yeah.
It's just their level of swimming.
Yeah.
So
junior would be before high school and then senior would be in high school?
Depends. Not necessarily. Okay. It's more about how well they swim and their tolerance of being able to handle those longer practices in the morning.
It would be more JV versus varsity then.
Sort of. Right. Yeah, I think so. That's a good way to put it.
I don't know why I do that.
So the listeners understand.
Right.
There.
Well, I always try and draw a parallel between what we're talking about and something else. And, sometimes I get it right and sometimes I miss the mark by just a little bit. Similar to my sports experiences over the years. Again, the Thanksgiving turkey trot. This is in Glenwood, so I know that there are a number of turkey trots that you can sign up for, and actually I think a majority of them are actually through active.com. So when you sign up, make sure that you sign up for the one you want to sign up for. That's important. Again, for the one in Glenwood at the community center, it's $20 online, and per person in advance, you'll pay $5 more if you sign up the day of. Again, registration starts at 8:30 Thanksgiving morning. So if you're like us, you put the turkey in the oven, get those early things done, the prep work done, and then you go do the turkey trot, and then you make it back just in time to do the stuffing and all the other stuff that you have for your Thanksgiving dinner.
All the good, delicious stuff.
Or you leave the people at home that really enjoy doing that stuff, right. And you come back and you don't have to do anything.
Fair enough. Well, see, we always throw one in the oven and we deep fry one. And so, you still have 45 minutes usually to deep fry the other turkey as well.
Sounds good.
That's how we do it anyway. Oh, it's hard to beat.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried it, it's you got to be careful, okay? Public service announcement, right? But it is very tasty. You mentioned that you're going to have at least some little treat for everybody that comes back around when they finish the race?
Yeah, something that Hazen's excited about. What is it?
I couldn't tell.
It's pie.
Pie, yes. Yeah, so we will have pumpkin pie at the finish for sure.
I was just about to ask what type of pie, but now I know.
lots of pumpkin pie, and then we have parents who are making homemade pies, and those will be the prizes for our winners.
Awesome. Yes. So the variety, maybe some pecan, pumpkin, obviously.
Whatever shows up, we'll make sure they look pretty and
awesome.
We'll taste them first before we pass them out to make sure
they're
okay.
Well, you have to. Right. You have to do a little QC, a little quality check. Mm-hmm. That's important. How many prizes will your parents be making?
Let's see. We put down 15 for sure. So then sometimes we just get extra more than that. So we do the 1, 2, 3 places, 18 and under girls, boys, and the same thing for 18 over.
And what is the race? Again, it's a 5K, so about 3.1 miles.
It is. Yeah, it's a 5K, 3.1, though I've been out on the course and I've gotten 2.9, 3.0, and 3.1, so I'm not sure. So we just ask for a little bit of grace and some flexibility on that one and remind folks that it is a turkey trot and we're not racing for, right. Well, I know that some are, but we'll be starting here at the community center, heading out to Two Rivers Park and lapping around the park two times and make your way back. So it's all on bike path. So
it's concrete. Level,
yes, I know
level
a lot of folks
have
been asking if it's on Wolfson, and I just find that to be a tricky course for a turkey trot when we're talking community and bringing families together. Wilson's a little more challenging. You got to be a little more dedicated.
I was going to say, out of anyone that's here, Mike is the one that will probably be paying attention as to the exact length. Am I right?
She told me that earlier. But, for many years, the Turkey Day 5K at the golf course was a little bit short, and then Jim lengthened it to be the official 3.1. But it was always short, so it made people feel good about their times going into the winter.
I love it. Hazen, will you be able to run the race? Will you be able to do the trot? Or do you have other things like helping out, set out the pies for when people come back to the finish line? Or do you know yet?
It's a difficult choice, but my goal is probably going to win a pie.
You want to win a pie?
I want to try to win a pie.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
That's like awesome.
That. Then I don't have to make one.
There you
if
go.
If you could try really hard, I would appreciate that.
No, it'd be my pie, not yours.
Tiffany,
Thanksgiving
what about,
dinner.
What about you and the other parents? Will you have like race? What do you, a marshal, like race marshal duties,
yes.
That kind of thing? Okay.
Yes, this is the time when a lot of our parents will step up and volunteer and help marshal. Yes, we like the kids to help as well. So for the high school kids, they're coming in and volunteering. They might be able to sneak out and run the race. So it might be that they help out with the trash or registration.
I was going to say they're young, you know.
Yeah,
they're probably going to be faster than anybody else on the course anyway.
Yeah, we won't even know they were gone. We're like, wait, do you ran it in your back? That's amazing. So there's setting up ahead of time, the start, the finish, the day before, getting all the banners for our sponsors, which we can talk about a little bit later. So there's a lot of prep work that's happening right now, and parents are helping out. And then afterwards, and yep, takes a village.
Indeed.
For this.
Yes. Indeed. Again, the website is active.com. Online registration probably through the day before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And again, you will save a little bit. If you know you want to do it, sign up in advance and you'll save $5 per person. Unless you intentionally want to wait till the day of because you want to, you know, support Soper's Barracudas and the other sports teams. That certainly will not be turned away.
Will not, yeah.
And again, registration starts 8:30 Thanksgiving morning. Race starts at 10 o'clock. So time your arrival accordingly. Again, active.com. Just search for the Glenwood Thanksgiving Turkey Trot. The Turkey Trot will not be in the pool, though, right?
No, we're not trotting
in
the water.
No, we're not going to run in the water.
Aside from the fact that a 5K...
And by looking at the weather, I don't think we'll be trotting in
water
or snow. I've been out on the course many times, and things are looking good.
Yeah,
weather's
supposed to be pretty good.
And a 5K in the water just makes my eyes cross anyway.
We probably all have like a scuba gear and then have weights connected to like shoes or something.
There you go.
Walk
there you
along
go.
Like the bottom.
And it would take forever. Although, what is the race that's the triathlon? So Mike Vodakovich is here too. He started the Thanksgiving Turkey Trot back in 1986 along with Jim Richmond. So triathlon, which is swimming, running, and bicycling, right?
I think you're thinking of the Ironman, which
maybe.
Is a,
okay.
It's an over 2 mile swim. So that would be pretty tough.
Yikes. Yeah. Which is still less than a 5K would be, though.
Right.
Yeah, but it's harder. It includes biking, running.
Right, yeah, exactly. Once you get out of the water, then you still have to do the other two events, because I think you start with swimming, don't you?
Yeah, then they ride a bike 112 miles. I know the one in Hawaii, and then they run a full marathon. So that's quite a...
Yikes. Yep.
I'm not going to attempt one of those. No.
Yeah, I remember...
Congrats to those that have.
You will be here for the Turkey Trot this year, though.
I've actually never missed one.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, both at the golf course and here at the community center.
Including the one in 1988, which you mentioned was a big snow year. I've got a story that you may remember part of. But for the Turkey Trot, you said that you woke up Thanksgiving morning and there was a decent amount of snow and you were concerned nobody would come out for it. But that was not the case.
No, that third year in 1988 is when we knew the race was catching on, because actually when I got up, no snow at all, dark clouds, and I drove up to the golf course, and Jim and Karen and Greg Gortzema, who was the pro at the time, were in the clubhouse, and it started snowing. And within a couple hours, there was at least 5 or 6 inches of snow on the course, and we thought no one's going to show up. And about 9:30, the parking lot started to fill up, and we actually had 55 participants that year. And after that, I think the fourth year there were 125, and it just kept growing from there.
I think I worked that Thanksgiving, actually. That was my first year. I think I worked that morning. Because at that time you had to have somebody every day. You know, you're on the air. It had to be somebody there minding things. Yeah. And I vaguely remember the boss brought me Thanksgiving lunch, which I thought was a nice touch. Are there any other of these turkey trots over the years, Mike, that that stick out in your mind, either snow or sun? It is Colorado, right?
Yep.
Well, the thing that sticks out to me is you guys mentioned earlier about replacing electrolytes. Mm. A group of us that would show up every year used to replace electrolytes in a very different way, and it became a tradition for those people to be there, and we would all stay well into the afternoon. My family would say to me, "What time will you be home?" I'd say, "Oh, around 4 o'clock," and they would set the dinner for that time. But it was such a group. It was almost like it became the Turkey Day 5K became a family. As Tiffany knows, she was part of it, her and her husband. And
like a family Thanksgiving.
Right. It's a special race, and it always has been.
Yeah.
Right. And Dad is also a coach on the team, right, Hazen?
Who?
Your dad.
No, actually. Oh.
That would be bad.
that would end up in if you're listening to this, Dad, I'm sorry, but that would end up getting us in a state of despair.
Not sure it would be that bad.
I must
we aren't giving him enough credit. But he's a great guy.
He's a good soccer coach.
He is, okay.
Yes.
Maybe I must have misunderstood that earlier.
Well, that's okay, but Steve Vanderhoof is Steve. Like a dad to all the kids,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Honestly, yeah. Like, I've known him since I was I'm 6 years old, at least probably five.
Wow.
Just mm-hmm. by you guys and Ella. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the family, as Mike can tell you, the family's been around forever.
Yeah.
Been involved in the community for a long, 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 long time.
They have all these trails named after them up in Wilson.
Here's a little trivia for you. I bet you didn't know, Hazen. Actually, Mike may not know this either, actually. Steve's grandpa was the governor of Colorado at one time. I forget.
John Vander.
Yes. Yeah. John.
I knew that.
John Senior. Because John Junior was a member of the business community in Glenwood for a long time.
Now,
well.
I got to tell you, Gabe, his wife was my second grade teacher at Glenwood Elementary, Miss Craig. She was married to John Vanderhoof.
That's cool. Okay. I did not realize you had been around that long. Because I heard you talking earlier about being from the East Coast and the fact that you and one other person were the only two Baltimore Orioles fan.
No, that was Mark Bauer. He is from Maryland.
Okay.
I was born and raised here.
Okay.
But I grew up when the Orioles had a good team. And
gotcha.
So I've been a fan. And he had an Oriole hat on one day at the race. And we got to talking about that.
That's great. That's awesome. So this was the old elementary school. Now, are you like around my mom's age? So did you also go to school a couple of years at the Hotel Colorado when they found asbestos? Maybe you're younger.
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay. You must be a little younger than my mom was then. I want to say that's back in the early 50s.
I will be 62 on November 29th.
You're about 10 years younger then. Okay. I love history, like I said, you know. It's so much fun to talk about it. And I hope for folks that are not from here that you don't mind listening to all of these stories, you know, from time to time.
Well, and I think it's great to bring up those stories because, again, that's what the Turkey Trot is about,
right.
Is
you bet.
Community and just mm-hmm. knowing members that have been in this community for decades. And it's nice, you know, we took 2 years off from the Turkey Trot thanks to COVID. But for me, it was a hard yes. Hard mean like it was a definitive
absolutely all
yes,
in.
We are going to do it this year. Because I just feel like in those 2 years, we all got kind of comfortable in our own little bubble and just trying to bring the community back together
people
again
together.
And see people that you haven't seen in such a long time. And, you know, maybe it's the turkey trot's the only time you see that person. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of new community members now, and just let them know that, hey, this is something we do in Glenwood, and it is a lot of fun.
This is how we do
it's
things.
Awesome. Yeah.
You want to come out. You want to be there. We'll know if you're not.
Right. It's definitely one of the highlights. And also, if you see a big turkey, that'll be me.
There might be a turkey running around.
I'm going to be the turkey.
We'll see. I love it.
I forgot about
that. A few surprises.
Are you? Did you not put away your Halloween costume, Hazen, and so you're going to bring it out for?
Nope.
Okay. What will the money that you raise from the turkey trot be used for?
It will be used for supporting our swim team. You know, like swim meets, right? We have to get all the stuff ready, right?
I assume that when you're the host school, if you will, or the host pool, that you have to pay for the referees. Do you call them referees?
The officials.
Officials, okay.
Yeah, and also just to buy equipment for our team, like more like swimming fins, paddles, just like...
Those are the things the kids see, right? And some of the bigger items, you know, new lap lanes.
Oh yeah,
those are wearing out,
and
the flags are in the process of getting replaced. And you know, then to make the meet happen, we have like these computers that you have to run, and the officials and the mic systems, and those are starting to need some love.
It all adds up.
And those are big ticket items. For
Speaking
sure.
of computers, the Thanksgiving turkey trot will not be the chip type. You're actually just going to tear off the bottom part of the bib, right? As you come around.
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up. So this year, in the past, we have been using the timing chips, and when I've been up there, I've noticed that we don't quite get the race started on time. So just to ease things up with the turkey trot and just let it be more family friendly, a little bit more laid back, we are going more old school again, where we just tear off those numbers. And so I've been getting a lot of help from, you know, two Mikes here, Mike Vidakovich and then Mike Kishimoto, who has run the Strawberry Days and Mother's Day Mile. He's helping out as well to teach me the old school system.
Kishimoto will not be providing barbecue, though. So keep that in mind.
No food.
For those of you that pie. Look forward to that. Will he be making a pie, though? I never heard of him baking. I know his thing is really, you know, the smoking and the barbecue, but...
I have not asked him to make a pie, so I'm grateful he'll show up and
pie
help
makers.
With the system. So.
Again, you can get bibs in advance at active.com. You may have young people going around your neighborhood asking you if you want to buy a bib. Again, the goal is sell 5 bibs for each member of the Soperus Barracudas. And again, this is not a Glenwood thing. These are young people from Basalt all the way to Rifle that participate in Soperus Barracudas because that's where the pool is.
Yeah.
That's open year-round anyway. You know, because Carbondale and Rifle have pools, but they're only open in the summer between Memorial Day and
Labor
Day.
Yeah, they're outside pools.
Yeah.
Yep.
If we get, like the hot springs here is a good pool because one, it's hot,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But like lap lanes, it's freezing.
Right.
Water plus freezing pool equals no good.
Well, I'd be so confused by that.
And also the water would freeze.
Oh, outside?
Yeah.
Like regular pools.
Right.
Gotcha.
And Tiffany, you have a number, aside from all of the parents, I'm sure, to some degree, that are helping out and help out through the year with Soperus Barracudas. For the turkey trot, you've also got a number of sponsors and businesses, which a number of them, I'm sure, have some connection to one of the swimmers. But you want to mention those sponsors?
I would love to mention them. And, you know, some of these sponsors, they don't necessarily have a connection to the swim team, but they're just awesome and are supporting the swim team. So we've got Valley View with their Valley Ortho group there. Property Shop. Thank you, ladies. Glenwood Adventure Park and Iron Mountain Hot Springs.
Both awesome.
We have the Glenwood Hot Springs Resort.
Awesome.
Glenwood Insurance. Connect One Design. We have DM Newman Construction. We have the Humble Bear Land Crafting. We have the Yoga Collection. No, does that right? I'm having a hard time seeing. Sorry about that if I get that wrong. And Villarreal Rasmussen. So we feel very fortunate with our sponsors this
year.
Lots
of them.
We've
And again, lucky. Participation of the sponsors helps you keep the individual participation price down a little bit so that you can still make your goal,
yes,
but charge less to the people that are buying those bibs.
Right. Yes. We appreciate that. And their money goes towards, paying for the permit, for getting the pies. We're trying to go green, more green this year. So we're looking, so that will be part of it as well.
Again, you can sign up at active.com. It's $20 per person, or if you got four or more in your family, it's $70. Again, that is not on active.com, so stop by the community center and see you, Tiffany.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
So just ask for Tiffany at the front desk if you want, if you got four or more in your family and you all want to do it. It's kind of a family thing for us to do the turkey trot. And then day of, you'll pay a little bit more if you want to register day of, and that registration starts at 8:30 at the community center. And you will have folks will be able to use the restrooms inside the community center on Thanksgiving Day, or will you have something outside?
The ice rink is actually open.
Ice rink, okay.
But let me make sure people understand it's not open for for the public, but the doors will be open, so you can go over and use that area.
So you
there.
Can use the restroom.
Yeah, so if you do show up, definitely bring a jacket. We'll be hanging out outside if the sun's shining. And
especially if you're like me and you don't plan on running.
Right.
Mike
Stay
will
bundled.
Be leaving me in the dust. There's no question about it.
Yep.
And I'm okay with that. We all have our things, right, and the things that we're good at. One more question for you. Hazen, for you. I was never a competitive anything, but when I was young and, for us, the pool was the hot springs. I always remember when I was a young person and, I'd go to the hot springs with my mom and my dad. After swimming, I was always starving. Do you find that that is the case with you, or is not so much? Maybe is it just a Gabe thing? I take the hesitation that it's probably just a Gabe thing.
So
you're not really hungry after you swim or after you compete?
No, it's not really a game. I'm focused on the competition.
Okay.
And one, for me, food gives you cramps.
Oh.
But at the end, when you're done.
At the end, when
the
you're
end,
finished.
Yeah. I'm
okay, that's what I mean.
That's the
I'm hungry.
Point.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
During, like right after the race, you get out of the pool.
Okay.
You gotta have stamina.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's because I remember clearly when my dad would sometimes we a couple of years we had a pool pass and we would go, and I remember being starving, and we would always stop at Taco John's. Remember Taco John's,
oh, yeah.
Mike? I don't know if it was psychosomatic or if it was actually the swimming, but I just remember being. It didn't matter if we ate before we went or not.
I find it ironic that they're starving for an ice cream cone when we go to the hot springs, I think is what that turned into.
Their ice cream is delicious.
It is. That is a very good
point. For some reason, the ice cream from a machine that's soft serve is somehow pretty good.
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, it's all, the mind works in interesting ways. But I agree with you, though. They do have really good ice cream.
Yeah.
No question about
it. You get a ton of flavors.
Any final thoughts from any one of you?
Do the turkey trot. It's awesome. It's fun. You get something to do on Thanksgiving Day.
We just appreciate all the support from the community coming on out. Have a great morning together. Meet some new people. See old people. Hopefully not too old, right? You don't say that to anybody. I think that's
And it. Mike, thanks so much for starting this event back in 1986. I know it was a little bit self-serving because you wanted to do it so that you had an opportunity to run, right? And yet you continue to support it by participating every year as well. So that's cool. Thank you for that.
Yep, thank you.
Of course, everybody knows Mike V, right? I mean, I don't know many people that don't know you. I've certainly known the name. It's funny that we haven't crossed paths before this, actually. But hopefully it won't be the last. Again, if you want to sign up, it's active.com. Just search for the Glenwood Springs Thanksgiving Turkey Trot, because as Mike, as you're mentioning, there's one in Basalt, one through, I can't remember the name of the exercise place.
Oh, Anytime Fitness.
Yes, one through Anytime Fitness. There's one in Rifle as well. And again, the one at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. So whichever one you do, I mean, as long as you get out and you're getting active, that's great. Again, the one we're talking about today is the one in Glenwood.
Yep. Also, if there are any kids listening to this, try joining the swim team. It's very fun. You get something to do. You know, great coaches. It's an amazing thing. You get great friends, a great team, a family for the rest of your lives. Definitely something you won't forget.
Awesome.
Highly recommend.
I have a feeling this is not the last time we're going to hear Hazen on the radio either, to be honest.
Yes.
All right. All the best to all of you. Apologies to those of you listening. We went way over, but hopefully it was interesting and entertaining for you anyhow. Again, active.com is the website. Just search for the Thanksgiving Turkey Trot benefiting Sopris Barracuda team. See you all soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Gabe.
Thank you, Gabe.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.